Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law hosts Greg Storr and Michael Best discuss former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's bid for immunity in exchange for testimony concerning his relationship with Russia. They speak with Andrew Wright, professor at Savannah Law School, and Stephen Vladeck, professor at the University of Texas School of Law.
Steve, it sounds as though the congressional investigators aren't inclined to grant the immunity right now. But what goes into that calculation for lawmakers and their investigators? Why would they give somebody like Michael Flynn immunity?
Well, I guess, I mean, the real question is whether they think that there are material pieces of evidence and information that someone like Michael Flynn has that he can provide to the committee that he'd be disinclined to provide but for the immunity. So, you know, this is part of why oftentimes when these kinds of issues come up, the first time you hear about it is not in a tweet from the witness's lawyer. Rather, it's in, you know, after the committee has done some legwork, after there's been some kind of proffer session where the committee has a sense of exactly what kind of information they're going to get in exchange for the immunity. That's the calculus. And I think, you know, it's interesting here that there's no suggestion that that's happened and that what's really going on is a public relations campaign where Flynn's lawyer is saying, you know, he should get immunity and no one on the Hill seems to be really, you know, publicly talking about it.
Yeah, it does seem a little odd, Andrew, that you know that a lawyer would go public with a request like this. When you talk about doing something like a proffer, as Steve mentioned, what kind of discussions would usually happen between, say, a congressional committee and somebody's lawyer before a decision got made?
Well, I think the committee would want to satisfy itself that he has something that's juicy enough or important enough to the committee's work that it would be worth sacrificing the potential exposure he'd have for any crimes that were committed. So they'd really want to know something about what, do you have a story to tell? And, you know, his attorney's statement, there's been a lot made of the fact that he said General Flynn certainly has a story to tell. And I think, that was sort of pregnant with that idea that there might be something juicy there. However, I think, the fact that he went public with this is not the kind of the way you woo a committee into actually granting an immunity order. So I think, there's some pretty good speculation here that they might not have that much to offer. They're not offering that much to the committee and that this is kind of a public relations campaign.
And that's Andrew Wright, a professor at Savannah Law School, and Stephen Vladeck, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, speaking with Bloomberg Law hosts Greg Storr and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, the Trump administration will get its day in court over a judge's decision to block the travel ban. The Federal Court of Appeals in San Francisco says a hearing will be held sometime in May. Lawyers for the government are trying to overturn the ruling on the blocked travel restrictions on six mostly Muslim countries.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.